Taking Flight Theatre Company are a Wales-based award-winning touring company, and they have a mission. Now, their vision is of an arts world where the stories and the voices heard are genuinely reflective of the world that we live in, where the theatre they make understands audiences of all backgrounds and invites and welcomes them in. Now, they have a couple of productions taking to the road, and here to tell us more is co-founder of Taking Flight Theatre, Elise Davidson. Hello.
Hello, how are you?
I'm well, thank you. Before we look at the productions, tell us a little bit more about your mission then as a theatre company.
Well, we started off nearly over 10 years ago now when Beth House and myself ran a workshop for some spinally injured adults through a charity called the Backup Trust. And we kind of became aware during that week about some of the inequalities that there were in the kind of theatre world, the arts world. And so we, in a very small way, started wanting to try and challenge that by creating theatre which had integrated cast, so it had disabled, non-disabled, sensory impaired and deaf performers all working together. And we started off very small, doing outdoor Shakespeare. Then we started to tour around Wales a bit more, and we started to think about, although our casts were very inclusive, we wanted to ensure that all of our audiences could access the work. So we always made sure everything was wheelchair accessible, but we started then to think about the integration of British Sign Language, and then audio description, and looking at these in a way that wasn't necessarily, definitely wasn't actually a tag on, wasn't something that we thought about afterwards, but became something that we thought about right at the start of our creative process. And so it really does drive a lot of what we do as a company, looking at the creative access solutions that we can put in place, but also going out and making people aware that that is a provision that we've thought about, and hopefully to start to attract a more diverse audience, because not only will they see themselves represented on the stage, but they also will be able to access the production, we hope.
And what kind of reaction have you had then over the years to this?
Positive and constructive criticism as well, because I think once you start working in a way that isn't necessarily a way that everybody's used to, and once you start opening up conversations with people and saying, look, we're making theatre, and we know that for a while you haven't necessarily been given access to this, so we're starting to trial things, can you let us know if it's working or not? So we've had really positive feedback, but on the flip side of that, we've also had a lot of people telling us what we've got wrong, and we've got loads of stuff wrong in our journey. We have got loads of stuff wrong, but what's been great is that when we've talked to our audiences and talked to the performers that we worked with, we've been able to get their feedback. They felt like they can be honest to us, and then we've been able to hopefully improve what we're doing, and we've still got loads to learn, but we have had a massive journey, and we've only really got to where we are by making a lot of mistakes.
It sounds like it must be a real challenge though to actually design the whole production from the start to be accessible. It sounds challenging.
I find it really exciting. Mm. I mean, I direct all of the productions at the moment, and I find it one of the most exciting things that I do. I think it's a huge creative challenge to think about how access can be something that enhances the production, and I love that. It does, however, require performers who are going to buy into that, and usually, most of the time, in fact, pretty much all of the time, the performers that we work with get really excited by that as well. It does mean we need a bit more time, and it, of course, then means that we need a little bit more funding. So there are challenges to that, but from a creative perspective, it's a really exciting journey, and it's a challenge that I really like.
And it's an opportunity for actors and performers that may ordinarily be overlooked.
Yeah, I think so. Although it is changing now, it is the arts world is still becoming a more diverse world. We are seeing more representation of society on the stage. We are seeing more deaf and disabled performers. Not enough, but we are seeing that. And I like to think that we have helped in a way to start to put that change in place, along with other brilliant organisations as well. But to start to make it a lot more usual to see diverse casts on the stage, and not something, I mean, in an ideal world for me, we wouldn't be having to use the word inclusive. It would be just that everything already is. But yeah, so we're providing opportunities, maybe more than most other companies at the moment, but I do think the tide is changing, and that's a really brilliant thing.
Well, you've got a couple of cracking productions that you're taking on the road. We'll start off with the first one, and it's called You've Got Dragons, and it's an inclusive and accessible take on Catherine Cave's work. And this is quite a personal play to you, isn't it, as well?
It is. I mean, I met Catherine quite a long time ago now. I think it must be about 2012 when I adapted one of her other books for the University of Wales Trinity St David's. And she came in and worked with the students, and I met her, and we got on really well. And she emailed me over You've Got Dragons and said, maybe you might want to think about doing this at some point in the future. And then a couple of years later, I worked again with the same university, and we did the first adaptation, I would say, of Catherine's book. And then Beth, who's the creative producer at Taking Flight, saw a sharing of that and highlighted the fact how it was dealing with mental health in young people and anxiety, and that it was really a production that Taking Flight should be producing. So in 2016, we did some R&D, some research and development. 2017, we did a tour of Wales. 2018, we did a tour of England, and we're about to go out again in England. And in between that, we've been to the Republic of Ireland as well. But it's personal to me a lot because I suffer from anxiety myself. But also, you know, my daughter suffers from a bit of anxiety as well. So it's quite a personal story that I think we don't always talk so much about mental health. We don't talk about it as much as we should. And we certainly, I don't feel yet, give young people the vocabulary to be able to go, oh, this doesn't feel quite right, and to know when it's an okay feeling, when it's an okay feeling of nervousness, or it's just us keeping ourselves safe, or when it's a time when we need to say to someone, I'm really struggling, and to be able to just start those conversations. So hopefully that's what the production does, is provide a vocabulary to deal with a tricky subject that shouldn't be as tricky, but kind of is still, if that makes sense.
It's one really, you tend to think of it as one for the children, but it's actually one for the whole family, isn't it?
Yeah, and that was very much what we wanted when we put the show together, because, and actually what comes out is the children come out laughing and the parents seem to come out crying from the production, in a good way, I hope. But it does touch people on a lot of levels. It's got beautiful music written by Dan Lawrence and performed by the actors. Live on stage, and it's really touching and it's really beautiful, and all of that is interpreted to something called visual vernacular, or in British Sign Language, which is a visual language, which is really beautiful as well. We really wanted to be an intergenerational production, and that was also why we had captions for a show that maybe possibly the audience doesn't necessarily isn't a reading age, but that their grandparents may well be, or their parents may be, and may want to use that access.
So how can we get to see the play then?
So it starts touring on the 12th of October, and it goes through till Halloween, actually, 31st of October. And the dates are all on our website, which is takingflighttheatre.org.uk. We've got a stint in London at the Lyric Hammersmith, and we're going quite a lot of the time around the southeast. If you check out the website, all of the dates should be on there, or our Facebook page, or follow Twitter. It's all up on there.
Right, well, we'll get your details again at the end. The other production that you want to talk about was Katie O'Reilly's play, Peeling. Now, this works on many levels. It's actually a play within a play, isn't it?
It is a play within a play, yes, it is. So it's the women that we meet are the chorus of the Trojan Women, and they are kept at the back behind a screen, and the screen is just it's an imaginary screen in our production, but this is the world of the play. The screen comes up and the lights go on them when they're ready to perform, and the lights come down and the screen comes down when they're no longer in the light. But because of the way the theatre that they are performing in has been built, they cannot access the actual backstage area because it's full of stairs. So they've got an area that's been created for them while they're kept in the dark, waiting for their brief moment in the spotlight. And it's a cast of deaf and disabled performers, and with audio description throughout the production, which Kate has written in, and it's very beautiful and very humorous. And British Sign Language. We have an actress playing the stage manager who provides the integrated British Sign Language in the production as well, and this is all captioned as well. But yeah, it's a play within a play, so it's, you have them when they're performing the Trojan Women, and then you see them backstage when they are in their dressing room, their, you know, like makeshift dressing room, where they are bickering with each other, arguing with each other, revealing truths about themselves. Yeah, it goes on quite a long journey during the production.
And covers a lot of ground. Is that suitable for the family, that one?
No.
That's what I was
no,
thinking.
That's not a family production. We recommend 16 plus. Really, I mean, we said 14 plus, but some of the issues that it deals with are really quite hard-hitting. So it's a show really for adults.
And roughly, where's that going to be touring?
So that's already on the road, actually. We've just come back from Germany. And again, all the dates are on our website. And we finish off in Jackson's Lane in London on the 5th of October. I hope I haven't forgotten any dates.
Well, busy, busy times.
Yeah. Yeah, it is busy. Two shows on the road is quite busy. But they're such different audiences. It's really beautiful to be able to provide productions that, you know, hopefully everyone will be able to find something that suits. One thing I just wanted to mention, which I didn't mention when I talked about You've Got Dragons again, is that it does have integrated audio description in it. And that's age-appropriate audio description. So we did ask some young people to help us develop that audio description. And then we've tried to make it so it very much fits within the aesthetic of the production. We also, both productions have the option of touch tours before the performance. And they also have tactile access materials out the front. So that might be a tactile model box. So an example of the set. In the case of You've Got Dragons, it's a house, which is a replication of what they would find on the stage, which the young people can get inside and touch all different bits of it and play inside there. And they get some audio introductions to the characters out in the foyer as well. So we really are trying to make, from the minute you come through the door, that you feel like you're part of the world of both those productions.
That's exactly what I was thinking there. I thought, especially for children, they feel as if they're part of the play. Yeah. Well, it sounds very interesting, and you've whetted our appetites. Just give us your web address then so that we can check out for dates.
So it's takingflighttheatre.org.uk.
And it's a good website, and you've got plenty of information on there. Elise Davidson, it's been a pleasure to chat with you, and thank you for sort of opening up to us the world of your Taking Flight Theatre Company, and we wish you the best, and I look forward to chatting with you again soon.
Thank you very much indeed. Take care. Bye-bye.